Niners, it's still the last week of October here, and we're still cranking out some more of our awesome content that we were able to capture at this year's 2017 New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival. Up next, someone whose voice and face you might not necessarily connect right away, because oftentimes when he's on screen, especially in the things that he was known for as the reason he was at HorrorCon, he did not speak, and I'm talking, of course, about Sean Whalen, the famously played Roach in the 1991 Wes Craven film, The People Under the Stairs, followed shortly thereafter by some other roles where he was not using his vocal abilities, and that's something that we delve into in the interview. So sit back, relax, and let's listen to Sean Whalen tell us a little bit about what it's like to work with the legendary Wes Craven at New Jersey HorrorCon 2017. Again, big thanks to Ryan Weber for letting the Hollow Nine Network hang out for the weekend. We're happy to bring it all to you right here, so keep it locked in. Hollow9.com, Hollow Nine Network. We're here at New Jersey HorrorCon and Film Festival 2017 in Island, New Jersey, and I'm standing here with the most handsome devil in the room, Mr. Sean Whalen. Who is that handsome devil?
That is that would be me. It's very tough. The security has to heighten themselves to beat off the ladies. It's very awkward, and, you know, women throwing their undergarments at me, trying to sneak into my bed at night. It's very upsetting.
This is what the rest of the network would consider rich problems, but, I understand it can be a lot after a while.
It's very exhausting, and my girlfriend's not a fan of it.
Oh, so, man. Well, these are this occupational hazard, right?
Yeah, it's just the way it is, but she understands.
So how has the con been for you so far? What's
great.
Been going on?
Love it. It's been really cool. I'm always happy when I'm with the People Under the Stairs crew. We get to see each other a few times a year, and it's like, family. We're like family. So we have such a great time. We had a really good panel, and we love to hang out during the day, and then we love to party together at night. So
awesome.
It's all good.
Let me ask you something. So People Under the Stairs, your character famously had no tongue.
Yep.
And that was sort of the big to-do about...
Yes.
Now, the Aaron Burr commercial that came out not too long after, that's a direct connect, right?
Well, it was weird because there were people in town, because they only knew me from those two things, that thought, like, oh, it's the guy that can't speak. And then, but it was funny because I had done a bunch of commercials where I talked, but if people just knew me from that. But, it was funny that that happened in a couple years, a couple years apart.
But it was like a happy accident? Because I thought for sure, I'm like, that's a throwback to People Under the Stairs. Yeah. It has to be.
It wasn't at all. It was actually just the fact that I was... That I was willing to shove all that crap in my mouth. At the audition, I just shoved it in there.
That's crazy. Hilarious. Well, I'm gonna pretend that it still is a direct connect,
because
I feel like that's one of those things where I'm like, it has to be.
It's a better story. I might want to steal your
By
story.
By all means, man. Hollow Nine Network, we're making things happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's, when you think about a movie like People Under the Stairs, and when you go into it, I mean, obviously Wes Craven's involved.
Sure.
Do you think about the terms that you're going to wind up becoming part of this iconic horror
Never.
Film?
When you're an actor, you take the audition that you get.
Okay.
So that day was a horror audition. The day before was a comedy audition. 2 days before that was a drama audition. You never know. So you go in and you do your best, and then... I didn't even start conventions till 2000, because I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Wow.
Or that people would care in the slightest about me. So when Facebook got big, a friend of mine from New York is actually coming down to have dinner with me tonight. I said, dude, I'm getting all these weird friend requests. He goes, accept them all. And I go, why? And he goes, they're your fans. They want to, get to know you. So as soon as they came, they all these requests to do conventions. And I was like, are you sure you mean me? And they said, yeah, we want you guys to come out. And so it's really cool, because for me, when I do theater, I like to meet the audience after the show, but we never get to meet our film audience.
Right, right.
So these conventions are finally our chance to meet with the audience that we never get to see, you know?
That's awesome.
So we've been in your living rooms, but you haven't been in ours. A theater is you come to our theater, we perform for you, and it's very symbiotic. This way we get to, you know, finally meet these people. And you know, for years, we did this work years ago, 26 years ago, and it's still relevant to some people, so it's kind of amazing.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to, if you want to grab this. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Oh, cool. So, do you have a favorite horror movie now that you're sort of part of the lexicon?
I really liked, you know, my the one that scares me the most is Exorcist, but I think out of the newest ones, I would say Get Out. I really liked a lot.
Nice.
I really enjoyed it. It was well done. Super fun. I saw It. I thought it was super fun.
Cool.
You know,
cool.
I liked The Conjuring. Like, my girlfriend was more into it, and I slowly started to get into it with her.
God,
so, and I thought I'd be way more scared, but I'm not. So
awesome.
It's fun, though. It's definitely fun.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I guess last question real quick.
Yep.
For anyone who might be trying to, you know, follow in the path, any advice for anybody, especially
create your own stuff.
Nice.
No one was looking for the girl who did Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. You know, she created her stuff online. No one was looking for, you know, three Jewish guys from New York doing parody covers. Now Andy Sandberg and Lonely Island. You do your own stuff. Make people have to pay attention to you, because
awesome.
If you just sit around and wait for them to find you, I mean, you have so many more opportunities than I had when I was younger. So make your own stuff. And don't say, I can't write. Well, then go to a class and learn to write. Like, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And to top that off, the only Academy Award that Brad Pitt has won has been for producing 12 Years a Slave, not as an actor.
Awesome.
So if he can do it, you can do it.
Awesome. Great, dude. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us. Hollow Knight Network at New Jersey Horror Con.
You've been listening to the Hollow Knight Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Knight Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow 9.